Good morning, it's TalkSport's weekly Football League Roundup. 10 games to go in the Championship and the race for promotion couldn't be much tighter. Top to 7th are covered by just 5 points and the leading 4 are separated by goal difference and goals scored. 4 of the top 7 meet each other today, Norwich against Derby and the early kick-off Middlesbrough at home to Ipswich. Borough have lost 3 of the last 5, while Ipswich have taken just 11 points from the last 30 available. Defender Christoph Behrer has been telling me what he expects from today's trip to the Riverside.
It's going to be a very tough game, let's be honest. You know, I think Middlesbrough are kind of similar to us. We're very strong at home. So we went in there last season and we got beat 2-0. You know, we never turned up. They came out of the traps quite quickly and we know what's going to be waiting for us, really.
Defensively, Borough have set the bar this season, 26 conceded in 36 league games. That's quite staggering, isn't it?
Yeah, they've been very strong. I think it's the way they play. They've got a back four, the two sitting midfielders, so they're quite protected. And I think that they particularly sit deep and they like to pass the ball and they make it difficult for teams, you know. So we know what we're in for. We've played them already once this season and beat them 2-0 at home. So hopefully we can take the confidence from that result before and take it into the game.
Looking at the recent form for Ipswich, last 10 games I think is a reasonable snapshot. 3 wins, 2 draws and 5 defeats, 11 points out of a possible 13. Just 1 point from the last 3 games, including that loss to Norwich. So it's just not quite going right for you at the moment, is it?
Yeah, I think the last maybe 4 to 6 weeks we've had a dip in form, to be honest. And, you know, I think the last 2 games away to Leeds, we've got to beat 2-1. We should have got a point out of that. And the game there against Brentford, 1-1 at home, we really should have won that with the amount of chances we had. Another day, we could have scored 2 or 3 more. But, you know, that's football for you. And we still find ourselves only 5 points off the top. So it's all to play for. We want to go up to Middlesbrough. We want to get something out of the game at least. You know, we want to get a win and claw ourselves closer to those automatic positions, really.
How do you view the top of the Championship? Because you've got 4 sides who are locked on 66 points. Norwich are a point adrift. Brentford are 4 points off top. You're 5 points off top. What's your assessment of how the top of the Championship has been this year?
Well, obviously, it's very tight, but it keeps on every week. It seems to me that no team really wants to win it. You know, every weekend, there's at least one or two teams who maybe slip up and don't take advantage. And it's not like last season when Leicester run away with it, really. It's so competitive up there, up down to Wolves at the moment. And obviously, for example, Forest, they're hitting a great run of form. And they keep that up, you know, they could sneak into the playoffs. So it's such a competitive league. And it must be the tightest it's been at the top for a few seasons now. And it's all to play for, really. And it's just, it depends what team has the calmness and, you know, just in that situation and take advantage. And teams are going to need a bit of luck here and there. And I think looking at the form guide, well, not the form, the next fixtures, I think a lot of the teams up there have to play each other. So it's going to be a lot of teams taking points off each other in the next 5 or 6 games.
Yeah, obviously you're playing against Middlesbrough. Norwich against Derby this weekend. Following weekend, you've got to go away to Watford. And the fact that you have, over the last 4 or 6 weeks, not picked up perhaps as many points as you would like, yet you're still only 5 points off the top.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's so, you know, you come in from a game at 5:45, and I mean quarter to five, sorry, and you look at the results coming in, and we've obviously not won, and you see teams slipping up, and we're still there, you know. It's just crazy. And as I said, no team is really running away with it. And everyone's taking points off each other. And teams at the bottom are taking points off teams at the top, really. Because at this stage of the season, there's still teams down the bottom who are fighting to stay at that relegation place. And there's teams who still want to get to the playoffs. So it's maybe not until the last 4 or 5 games and certain teams might take their foot off the pedal because there's nothing to play for. But at the moment, I think every team's got something to play for. And, you know, it's just difficult. There's not much difference from teams at the bottom to the top on their day. And as you've seen in the past, any team can take points off anyone, really.
You mentioned the word calmness. You, of course, won this division with Wolves. What does it take, aside from the obvious, you know, getting more points than the others, to actually see the job through? Is calmness a really big part of it?
I think, let's be honest, you need a bit of luck as well. I think you need to maybe be ruthless, and when your chances come along, you need to take them and don't give teams chances and put them to bed, really. And as I said before, you need that bit of luck. You know, there's times in games that you might walk away thinking, wow, like we just got away with that. You know, they might a bad finish or the keeper pulls off a save for you, but it's gonna go right down to the wire. And when I first joined Wolves, I think I played 16 games for them towards the end of the season when I joined, and the first five or six games we went through a tough period. You know, we didn't win many, but then after that, I think we went 10 games unbeaten. So there's 10 games to go, and easily a team can go unbeaten from now to the end of the season. But it's going to be very difficult. But I think every team's looking at the league, and the teams at the top eight, top nine are thinking they've got a chance, really. And I don't think anyone could put it on who's going to win the league and who's going to go up automatic, and even who's going to finish in the playoffs.
Is there any reason why Ipswich can't go on and finish top two this season?
I don't think so. You know, if we can rediscover the form that we have in the start of the season and through the Christmas period and the New Year period, we've got a right good chance. You know, we've obviously not got the biggest squad, not got the biggest budget, but one thing we have is we've got good team spirit, we've got good characters, and we've got a good manager, and we know how to get results. And we've got 10 games to go. We're not going to win every one. We'd love to, but there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, and that goes for every team. And there's going to be highs and lows, and really, in the end, it might just be a toss of a coin that decides if we finish top two or in the playoffs. But that's what we're aiming for. You know, we're 5 points off it. If we get a win on Saturday, it draws us closer to Middlesbrough, and it puts pressure on the teams that have got to play at 3 o'clock.